Welcome to SwedishPod101.com. Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 19. Clothes Shopping in Sweden, A Rough Guide. Hej och välkomna, this is Morten.
Hej son, and this is Jasmine.
In this lesson, we're looking at clothes shopping in Sweden, the retail market and related vocab.
We're at the university cafeteria.
James is talking to Eva over lunch.
Eva is giving James advice on where to go, and they're using standard language.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Du Eva, jag behöver nya kläder. Vad ska jag gå tycker du?
Vad är det du behöver?
Jag behöver ett par byxor, nya joggingskor, underkläder, några t-shirts och kanske en skjorta.
Jaha, det var ju en del. Jag tycker det är bäst om du börjar med H&M i Nordstan.
H&M, ja visst. Men har de joggingskor också?
Nej, men det finns sportaffärer i Nordstan. Och så finns massor med andra affärer också.
Jag förstår. Ifall jag inte gillar vad som finns på H&M.
Just det. Lycka till!
And now the slow version.
Och nu den sakta versionen.
Du, Eva. Jag behöver nya kläder. Vart ska jag gå, tycker du?
Vad är det du behöver?
Jag behöver ett par byxor, nya joggingskor, underkläder, några t-shirts och kanske en skjorta.
Jaha, det var ju en del. Jag tycker det är bäst om du börjar med H&M i Nordstan.
H&M? Ja, visst. Men har de joggingskor också?
Nej, men det finns sportaffärer i Nordstan. Och så finns massor med andra affärer också.
Jag förstår. Ifall jag inte gillar vad som finns på H&M.
Just det. Lycka till!
And now with the English translation.
Och nu med den engelska översättningen. Du, Eva, jag behöver nya kläder. Var tycker du jag ska gå?
Eva, I need new clothes. Where should I go, do you think?
Vad är det du behöver?
What is it you need?
Jag behöver ett par byxor, nya joggingskor, underkläder, några t-shirts och kanske en skjorta.
I need a pair of trousers, new running shoes, underwear, some t-shirts and perhaps a shirt.
Jaha, det var ju en del. Jag tycker det är bäst om du börjar med H&M i Nordstan.
Okay, that's quite a lot. I think you start with H&M at Nordstan.
H&M? Ja visst. Men har du joggingskor också?
H&M, sure, but do they also have running shoes?
Nej, men det finns sportaffärer i Nordstan. Och så finns massor med andra affärer också.
No, but there are sports shops at Nordstan. And there are lots of other shops too.
Jag förstår, ifall jag inte gillar vad som finns på H&M.
I see, in case I don't like what they have at H&M.
Just det, lycka till!
Right, good luck!
Okay, so this time we're talking retail. What's the Swedish retail market like?
Well, not too special. The main streets of Stockholm and Gothenburg look pretty much like those of most cities worldwide.
But the Swedish retail market wasn't always this globalized, was it?
No, until the mid-90s, Sweden's retail market was dominated by domestic, or at most Scandinavian shops and chains.
The most famous Swedish shops internationally must be IKEA and H&M.
I'd say so. Sweden has always had a good reputation for clothing and furniture design.
But even within Sweden, there are still plenty of Swedish shops and department stores, right?
Yes, that's true. NK, Nordiska Kompaniet, is still a big name, and so is Åhléns.
Big department stores. NK is actually quite a posh place, isn't it?
Correct. But Sweden has a lively design scene, so there are also independent shops.
Swedes also like to buy online, don't they?
They do. Over 92% of Swedish households are online, and they're using some of the fastest broadband in the world.
Large parts of the country are quite remote, so that makes sense.
That's why most Swedes, even the older generation, are quite internet savvy.
As ever, let's now take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First we have...
Vart.
Where to?
Vart. Vart.
Next we have...
Tycka.
To think, to find, to be of the opinion.
Tycka. Tycka.
Next we have...
Börja.
To begin, to start.
Börja. Börja.
Next we have...
Byxor.
Trousers.
Byxor. Byxor.
Next we have...
Skjorta.
Shirt.
Skjorta. Skjorta.
Next we have...
Underkläder.
Underwear.
Underkläder. Underkläder.
Next we have...
Skor.
Shoes.
Skor. Skor.
And next we have...
Affär.
Shop.
Affär. Affär.
And finally we have...
Finnas.
To exist.
Finnas. Finnas.
Let's take a closer look at the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase for this lesson is not the most frequent in Swedish, but it is still very useful.
That phrase is... Det var ju en del. Meaning, that was quite a lot.
So, we use it when we want to comment on something big or impressive.
Especially when something is larger, longer, etc. than we expected it to be.
So, what would be an example scenario for that?
Rickard har 5 olika deltidsjobb. Oj, det var ju en del.
And this means, Richard has 5 different part-time jobs.
5? Oj, det var ju en del.
You seem surprised.
I am. 5 part-time jobs, a lot. So I say, Rickard har 5 olika deltidsjobb. And you respond,
Oj, det var ju en del. Good job!
Next, we need to explain a bit about the word vart.
Remember heat from lesson 16. Vart is the question word that goes with it.
Heat means toward here. It shows movement in the direction of this place.
And vart asks where to. It wants to know what direction the movement is happening in.
Exactly. Vart ska du ikväll?
Where are you off to tonight?
Right. English used to have a word like this, whither, but doesn't anymore. So you may not be used to this way of speaking. Remember, you aren't just saying where, you're saying toward where to.
Well, let's practice that. To ask where your friend is going tonight, you say...
Vart ska du ikväll?
Right. Now, Jasmine, even Swedes don't always use the word vart correctly, do they?
Sadly, no. So you may know how to use it better than some native speakers do.
Not bad. Always good to be correct.
There's just one more word we need to look at. It's finnas, to exist.
Right. This is a verb, but you'll notice it has a different ending than we've seen on verbs so far, apart from hoppas.
That S is a passive ending. Its basic meaning is that instead of doing the verb, the subject has the verb done to it.
But the S ending is very productive in modern Swedish.
And the scenarios it describes sometimes sound more active than passive.
So our listeners should listen for verbs that end in S, yeah?
Absolutely. It's an interesting phenomenon. For now, it's okay to remember the S ending as a passive marker.
Because that's what it usually is.
Excellent work so far.
Let's now take a look at the grammar for this lesson. In the lesson focus, we're looking at a number of different phenomena.
The first one is an alternative to många and mycket for expressing large quantities.
This word does not distinguish between countable and non-countable nouns.
That makes it pretty informal.
So, what is it and how can we use it?
It's the word massor, and it's used with the preposition av or med.
So, massor av or massor med.
Exactly. It literally means masses.
Do you have an example in context?
Han har massor med tid. He has lots of time.
Time is an uncountable noun. He has masses of it.
Please listen again and repeat. Han har massor med tid.
Han har massor med tid. Very good.
Now, let's try massor with a countable noun.
Jag har massor av öl hemma. I have lots of beers at home.
Listen and repeat after me. Jag har massor av öl hemma.
Jag har massor av öl hemma.
Nice. Now, we said that massor doesn't distinguish between countable and uncountable nouns, but there is a tendency to use massor av with countable nouns.
And massor med with uncountable nouns.
But it's only a tendency. Preposition usage varies a lot from dialect to dialect.
And even from person to person, so this av for countable and med for uncountable pattern is not an iron rule, but just a tendency.
Next, we have another quantifier, the indefinite pronoun några.
Några means some. It's the plural form of någon, which we came across in lesson 15.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it has a singular neutrum version, något.
But here we shall focus on några. Please note the pronunciation.
Listen and repeat. Några.
Några. Very good. Could we have an example in context, please?
Of course. Det finns t-shirts på bordet. Jag hämtar några.
There are t-shirts on the table. I'll get some.
Yeah, you'll get some of them, but not all.
So, if I say that I need some t-shirts, you might tell me where to find them by saying...
Det finns t-shirts på bordet. And then our listeners could chime in with... Jag hämtar några.
Good job, once again.
Finally, let's take a look at the verb tycka, to think, to find, to be of the opinion.
We've already seen it in tycka om, to like, in lesson 13.
But tycka alone means something different.
It expresses your opinion. When you use it, it's always clear that what follows is your personal take on things.
Expressing an opinion in Swedish can sometimes be difficult. There are a number of words that could be used.
But if it's your opinion you're expressing, tycka is the one to use, so it's our focus here.
An example would be, han tycker det är ett bra ställe.
He thinks this is a good place. Let's listen and repeat. The vocab should be familiar.
Han tycker det är ett bra ställe.
Good job. How about another?
Jag tycker vi ska gå på bio. I think we should go to the cinema.
You can hear that we're dealing with a personal view.
Listen and repeat after me. Jag tycker vi ska gå på bio.
Nice, very good. So I ask you what we should do tonight and you tell me.
Jag tycker vi ska gå på bio.
What's important to remember right now is that tycka and tycka om have quite different meanings.
Tycka om is a lot like the English phrasal verb. Adding an adverb can completely change a verb's meaning. It makes the difference between give and give up.
Okay, so let's recap. Someone asks you whether you have a lot of drinks at home.
Har du något att dricka hemma? You do have a lot of beers at home, so you'd respond.
Jag har massor med öl hemma. So, your friends come over to your place.
The beers are in the fridge, and you offer to get some for your friends.
Repeat after me. Jag hämtar några.
Very good. And then someone asks what you should do later that night.
You say you think you should go to the cinema.
Jag tycker vi ska gå på bio. Very, very good.
Get instant access to all of our language learning lessons.
With any subscription, instantly access our entire library of audio and video lessons.
Download the lessons or listen or watch online.
Put them on your phone or another mobile device and listen, watch, and learn anywhere.
Lessons are organized by level, so progress in order, one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels. It's up to you.
Instantly access them all right now at SwedishPod101.com.
Tack så mycket.
Yes, thanks so much, and until next time, hej då, vi hörs.
Hej då.
Du Eva, jag behöver nya kläder. Vad ska jag gå tycker du?
Vad är det du behöver?
Jag behöver ett par byxor, nya joggingskor, underkläder, några t-shirts och kanske en skjorta.
Jaha, det var ju en del. Jag tycker det är bäst om du börjar med H&M i Nordstan.
H&M, ja visst. Men har de joggingskor också?
Nej, men det finns sportaffärer i Nordstan. Och så finns massor med andra affärer också.
Jag förstår. Ifall jag inte gillar vad som finns på H&M.
Just det. Lycka till!